I guess I am kind of an overseer because no decisions can be made without my approval. And I appreciate that, but it can be intimidating at times. You know, I'm expected to help with her goals, even though I don't really have any formal training in developing goals. And sometimes in IEP meetings, I kind of feel more like an interloper, not because of how they're making me feel, but they may be using terminology I'm unfamiliar with, discussing educational settings that I have no knowledge of. It can be a little bit frustrating, but I do see myself as a partner with them. I've always loved my daughter's team and we worked very well together, but there was some question last year about whether or not it was time to change her setting. And when they called the meeting, they presented their ideas and the ideas took me so off guard. I felt blindsided because for some reason in our system, there's really nowhere you can go to get a breakdown of this is what this setting is. And this is what this setting is. And this is what this one is. And these are the children that would be here versus here versus here. The first time you hear the terms to describe the settings, very possibly are in the meeting where you're discussing if that's the best fit for your child. I don't really know what I would suggest, but just a way to make parents of special education children aware that these are all the various settings we have. These are the schools that house them. These are the types of children that seem appropriate. I feel like maybe communication could be better